Well, we are just thrilled to have Joel Hoekstra with us on the phone. Joel Hoekstra is a guitarist for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Joel, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time out today.
Well, it's fantastic to talk to you. Now, people, of course, everywhere have heard of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra because you all are a perennial favorite here in Lexington when you come and play at Rupp Arena. People really look forward to the lights and the sounds of this really unique show. And since you all first started touring, you all have played in front of more than 18 million people. That is a staggering amount of people. You've sold more than 12 million CDs, and you've been on national TV shows, including Good Morning America, Jimmy Fallon, and now you're talking to the Kentucky Taste Buds.
Well put. Excellent job. Mo, you did your research.
Yes, that's right. And you all are getting ready to kick off your winter tour, and it's going to be called Ghost of Christmas Eve, the Best of Trans-Siberian Orchestra and More. It's going to be at Rupp Arena at 7 o'clock on December the 7th. And you all have a staggering schedule. You're going to do 100-plus concerts in 60 cities over the course of 45 days. So my first question is, how are you going to do that?
Very, very carefully. Well, number one, we have the benefit of having the band sort of split off into two bands once we begin the tour. So there's technically a West band and an East band, and we do so by playing on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Typically, there are two shows a day for each band. So on any of those given days, you're talking about four shows being performed in the country. So that's how the illusion is a reality. But, you know, it still is eight shows a week for each of us, for the West Band and for the East Band, which I'm a part of, and we'll be in Lexington. Everybody will be seeing the East Band. So it definitely is what I call the Marines of Rock. When you get out there, you got to be ready to get out there. I mean, it's like you blink and you're back on stage playing the show. So it's all good, though. Definitely a labor of love. It's something we all enjoy doing very, very much, and that we don't take for granted. We give it our all and make sure that we give people their hard-earned money's worth. You know, if they're going to put down their money to come out and see us, we want to blow them away. So we do our best to do so.
Well, that is amazing. That is amazing. And you've been a member since 2010. How did you get involved?
Yeah, kind of a standard fare, I suppose. They had a guitarist who needed some time off at the very beginning. Wasn't sure if it was going to be a year or a regular thing, but I had a couple friends in the band put my name forward as a potential replacement, and had an audition with the music director and then with the founder, and those each went well, and then next thing I knew, I was standing on stage with them.
That's fantastic. Well, why do you think Trans-Siberian Orchestra is so popular?
You know, this is it sounds like such a cliche, but there's something in it for everybody. So that was really the genius of Paul O'Neill, our founder. He just was able to put something together that maybe on paper didn't make a lot of sense to people. Like, you know, when you say what this is, you go, really? Well, how's that all going to work? But it really is something that you look out and you see families three generations deep who've been coming year after year, the grandparents, the parents, and the kids, and they all have smiles on their faces. They all look happy. You know, even for the kids, you know, the production itself is such a phenomenal thing to look at. You know, you got the video wall, the laser light show, the pyro, all the moving hydraulic lifts that the performers are on. It's just like a visual spectacular, and I think the parents enjoy and the grandparents enjoy more of like the holiday story end of things that they're getting in it. So there really is something there for everybody, and I think there's a reason that we've been around as long as we have been and have become a part of the holiday tradition for so many. I just think there's something in it for everybody. Like I said, the cliche holds true in this case.
It's absolutely so awesome, and I know the show this year will include fan favorites such as Good King Joy, Christmas Canon, Promises to Keep, and then Christmas Eve Sarajevo, 1224, which is the most, I guess it's the number 7th downloaded Christmas song ever. That's
everybody,
amazing.
Right. Wow. Everybody knows that.
Do you have a favorite?
You know, I don't have a favorite. I've never been that person. My thing as a musician is always I enjoy playing all of it and try my very best to play all of it the best I can. That's more my mindset, and just to be a part of it as a whole. And that sounds corny as well, but I am honored to be there. It's a big gig to be a part of as a guitarist, and brings joy and happiness to so many. And you know, it's truly something that's been a blessing in my life for the last 12 years. So I just try to make sure to give it my all while I'm out there.
Oh, that's great. Now, have you been to Kentucky before outside of your performances?
I mean, I've definitely performed with other acts in Kentucky. I can't say, I'm trying to think if I have ever spent time in Kentucky outside of performing, but I definitely have been there often as a performer and spent a significant amount of time there, even in a regional theater sit-down in Louisville.
Oh, wow.
It was a show called Love Janis. That was about Janis Joplin, where I think I spent probably, 2 months in Louisville at that time.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you'll have to come and go to Derby sometime. If you've never been, you should definitely try it.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm open to anything. You get me the time out there, and I'm open to it.
Okay, we will make that happen for you.
You can be the Taste Buds dates.
That's right. All right, well, tickets are going to go on sale this Friday, and you can get those tickets at trans-siberian.com. Joel, we thank you so much for your time, and we urge everyone to get those tickets, and I think there's a special deal.
Yeah, they're going to be $29 for the first week, so they're going to sell out fast. Make sure you purchase them now.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Joel. So take care of yourself, and we look forward to seeing you up on stage at Rupp Arena on Wednesday, December the 7th. Thank you so much.
Absolutely cannot wait. Thank you for your time. Thanks for getting the word out. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joel.
All right. Cheers. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.